This is Chris. I'm glad you could join us for Adventures in Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Dr. Attila the Hun?
Call me Mike.
Put on your headgear.
Are you a Christian, Mrs. Hodges?
I decided to call him my braces.
Lawrence, when will you ever learn?
Just a bite. Ah! Hi, Mr. Allen.
Hello, Lawrence. I haven't seen you in a while.
Is my mom here? She's supposed to pick me
up. Wait a minute. Lawrence, there's something different about you.
Yeah,
Are you parting your hair in a different place?
No,
You're not wearing your glasses.
I don't wear glasses.
Exactly.
No.
What in the world could it be?
Here, see? My teeth.
Oh, of course you're wearing your new braces. Oh, mighty impressive. Are they comfortable?
They feel kind of tight, and they hurt a little, too. But the doctor said I'll get used to that.
How long will you have to wear them?
Forever.
Forever?
Yeah, 2 years.
Oh, I'm sure it'll go by quickly.
Don't count on it.
What's the matter? Don't you like them?
They're okay. It's just that I figured if we can eat instant food and get money anytime we want from an ATM, we should have instant teeth straighteners, too. I don't want to have to wear these for a long time.
Well, straightening teeth is a slow process. You just can't wrench them around. You have to be patient and listen to what your orthodontist tells you.
Dr. Attila the Hun? He gave me a list of things I have to do and a bunch of stuff I can't eat. Good stuff like pizza crust and pretzels and chips and popcorn and candy, even ice. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm sure it's all for the best. Do what he says and the time will go by fast. I'm sure of it.
It's not fair.
It has nothing to do with fair, Lawrence. It's what's right that counts.
Lawrence! Oh, good, you're here.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Maureen.
Hello, Jack. Sorry I'm late. But just as we were getting ready to leave the school, the principal called a meeting to hand out the new history curriculum they want us to teach next year.
A new curriculum?
Mm-hmm.
Is something wrong with the old one?
Not that I saw. I guess the powers that be felt differently. At a glance, it's, disturbing.
How so?
Oh, I need to go through it more carefully. But, it looks like the authors of this curriculum decided to take out all references to religion in American history. Not all religion, I should say. There's plenty about what the Indians believed and the Aztecs and the Eskimos, but no acknowledgement of Christianity, except in the most negative ways.
I've heard on the news about history courses like that. What do they call them? Revisionist history, that's it. They try to downplay the Christian aspects of our heritage. I thought only school systems in New York or Los Angeles tried to teach this stuff.
I thought so, too. But it looks like we'll be teaching it in Odyssey.
You mean you have to teach it, whether you want to or not?
If the school board says so, yes. Unless someone puts up a fight and can show them why it's wrong.
Oh? Well, who can do something like that?
I don't know. The school board is pretty enthusiastic about this curriculum.
Meaning what?
Meaning that if someone wants to fight it, they'll have a major battle on their hands. All right, Lawrence. Are you in bed?
Uh-huh.
Good. And you'll hand me that Starfighter book you're hiding under the covers?
Oh, Mom, how did you know?
It's part of my job description. Now, put on your headgear.
Not again.
What do you mean, not again? You know you have to wear it every night. The orthodontist said so.
But I look like something out of Star Wars when I wear that stuff.
Then it'll suit your reading habits.
Oh, Mom, it's uncomfortable.
Go on. The orthodontist said it's very important that at bedtime you clean your teeth thoroughly and wear the headgear. You did clean your teeth, right?
Yeah. Sort of.
Sort of? Either you did or you didn't, Lawrence.
Well, it depends on what you mean by clean.
Lawrence.
It's such a pain.
I know, but so is spending the rest of your life with a bad overbite and crooked teeth. Now get in there and clean them. I hope this isn't a hint of what the next 2 years will be like.
Please, sit down, Maureen.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Call me Mike.
All right, Mike. You see, it's, well, this isn't easy for me.
Is there something wrong? I've only been principal a couple of months. Have I already made so many mistakes?
Well, no. It doesn't have to do with you personally. It's about the new history curriculum the board wants us to teach next year.
Oh? What about it?
To be honest, I'm concerned about it.
What are your concerns?
I read through it and the textbook and made a list here. You can see where the problems are.
Well, I've read through everything pretty well myself. I don't remember any problems.
Well, you can see on my list that there are specific instances where key moments in American history are either ignored or glossed over. And not only did the writers ignore specific events, they ignored the Christianity that laid the foundation.
Are you a Christian, Mrs. Hodges?
Yes.
I see.
Whether or not I'm a Christian isn't the point. I'm talking specifically about events in history. How can anyone write about the actions of our forefathers, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, without mentioning the Christian beliefs that drove those actions?
I remember Christianity being mentioned in the settling of California.
Yes, only to say that some of the Christian missionaries abused the natives there.
Ah, I get it. You only want the good aspects of what the Christians did mentioned in the book.
Oh, not at all.
Huh?
I just want a balanced view of history. The textbook goes out of its way to talk about the glory of some of the Mexican cultures and religions, but says nothing about the human sacrifices many of them practiced there.
Well, you can only say so much in a textbook.
I realize that, but there's something suspicious about a textbook that consistently picks and chooses its facts against a particular group.
Christians?
Not just Christians, others too. For example, look at my notes about the pioneers who moved west. It talks about the slaughter of the Indians, but never how the settlers were slaughtered too. How can I use a curriculum like that?
What do you want me to do about it?
Ask the board to reconsider their choice.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that. You don't realize what's at stake.
At stake?
This curriculum came down from the state government.
So?
They look very unkindly at school systems who reject their mandates. Funds get cut. Grants get slashed. You're involved with the after-school program to help special education students.
Yes.
Most of the funding for that comes from the state, who in turn get help from the federal government, who also approved this curriculum. Do you want to see that after-school program get cut because we refuse their curriculum? That wouldn't be fair, right?
No, but...
Then I suggest you bite the bullet on this issue. Teach the new curriculum next year. Why rock the boat?
I don't want to rock any boats. I just want to... Oh, I don't know. It doesn't seem right somehow.
Nor is it right to cause problems that will affect more people than just you. I've been wading through school politics for a long time. Leave it alone, Maureen. We have more important things to worry about.
Thanks, Joe. See you again. Oh, hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
Been shopping?
Sort of. How'd you know?
Well, my first clue is that grocery bag stuffed with candy.
Candy?
Look, do you want to swallow or should we try this in sign language?
I just picked up a few things.
You have a smudge of chocolate on your cheek.
Oh.
Maybe it's none of my business, but are you supposed to be eating this kind of junk? And particularly with your new braces. I thought you said you were supposed to lay off chocolate and other kinds of candy.
Well, I got hungry. Besides, I don't see why these braces have to get in the way of everything.
What do you mean by everything?
Getting to eat what I want.
We talked about this yesterday. You want good teeth, don't you?
Yeah, but do you know how long it's going to take?
I think you said forever, or 2 years.
Yeah. How am I supposed to go without candy for 2 years?
I don't think you have to go without all candy. You said your orthodontist gave you a list.
Uh-huh. But it was crazy. You can't expect me to go without everything on that list.
So you rushed right out to buy everything he said you couldn't have, is that it? Now, let's see. Popcorn, taffy, a caramel apple. Does your mom know you bought all this?
No.
Yeah, but you'll tell her, right?
Well, if I have to.
You do. Lawrence, not eating certain types of food while you have braces is important to help the braces do their job.
I know all that, but living like this is terrible. It's horrible. Oh, I wish I never got braces.
Lawrence, you got them because you need them. Braces don't have to be a problem unless you make them a problem. You have a lot of imagination. Can't you figure out a way to make it more fun for yourself?
I don't know, but I guess I can try.
Good for you. In fact, come see me at Wits End later, and we'll see if we can come up with something together.
Okay.
See you later, then.
Bye. But a bite of this apple can't do any harm. Just a bite. Ah! Mom?
Hmm?
I was thinking about something.
Hmm?
Mom?
I'm sorry, Lawrence. This curriculum is driving me crazy. You should see what they've done here. They don't even mention the pilgrims at Thanksgiving. Why did your father have to leave on business now? I don't know what to do.
I was talking to Mr. Allen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they make it look like the religious leaders were responsible for slavery in the South. There's no mention of the reverends who founded the abolition movement, the Underground Railroad.
Anyway, Mr. Allen told me to use my imagination to make my braces more fun.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I was thinking that maybe I should get my braces colored. You know, technicolor braces, like some of the kids have at school.
Well, we can talk about that.
So maybe tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight or tomorrow? Oh, you can't get to the orthodontist that quickly. I'll have to call and make an appointment.
But that'll take a long time.
Which means you'll have to be patient. Lawrence, please, I don't know why these braces have to be such a big deal, but I have other things on my mind now. Help me, will you?
Sure, but I don't know why I have to wait.
Because you have no choice. It's all wrong, Lawrence.
What?
This curriculum. A couple of the other teachers showed me more problems with the texts. It's no good. Somebody's going to have to do something about it.
I don't understand, Maureen. I thought we talked about this.
We did. But there's been more talk since then, and I've read more of the curriculum, and many of the teachers are agreed that it's not suitable.
Oh, it isn't. Even though some of the best minds in the country wrote it.
It doesn't matter who wrote it if it's wrong. That's why we think that you should approach the school board and ask them to reevaluate it.
Is this a revolution, Maureen? Are you leading a rebellion against me?
I'm not leading anything, and it's not against you. It's against this curriculum. All we want is a reevaluation, a hearing with the board, so we can tell them what's wrong.
A public hearing?
It doesn't have to be public. Yet.
Yet?
Don't you think parents would be interested in what their kids are being taught? I'm a parent, and I am.
You're also a teacher who works for this school system.
Which is why I care so much about what I'm told to teach. Please, Mike, if you won't represent our concerns, just set up a meeting with the school board so we can air them ourselves.
And if I refuse?
Dale Jacobs at the Odyssey Times is very interested in doing an article about this.
You wouldn't?
I would if I have to. The school board can meet with us now or with the entire community later.
I don't believe this. Are you trying to sabotage your teaching career?
What's the use of a teaching career if I have to teach bad material like this?
So, you're willing to go to the mat on this issue? I didn't think you were the type.
Neither did I. But I guess I am.
The school board is meeting this afternoon. I'll call and make sure there's time for you in the agenda.
Thank you. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Maureen.
Have you seen Lawrence this afternoon? I just missed him at the school and thought he might be here.
Well, he hasn't come in yet, though he usually does after school.
I'll try calling the house again.
Is everything all right?
I'm not sure. I've been given time to present my complaints about the history curriculum to the school board. I want to make sure Lawrence knows that I won't be home until later.
I'll tell you what. I'll find Lawrence and make sure he stays here with me. He can do his homework in the library.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I really appreciate it.
So you're talking to the school board today?
I didn't want to do it, but somehow it kept coming back to me. I guess you know I'm not the type for confrontation like this.
I figured you'd be a lot like me in that respect. Not keen to be in the limelight.
Principal Coogan accused me of leading a rebellion. I suppose I am, but I'm not comfortable with the idea. I was told that this could ruin my career as a teacher.
Is that a consequence you're willing to face?
I keep thinking that it's only a curriculum. I could keep my mouth closed about it and simply teach the way they want me to.
But
it's wrong, Jack. It's terribly wrong. And a curriculum like that can influence the thinking of an entire generation and open the door for other kinds of bad teaching.
So how far are you willing to take this battle?
I wish I knew.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
Oh, hi, Lawrence. Just the person I was looking for. Your mom has a meeting this afternoon, so you're supposed to stay here and do your homework.
Oh, okay.
You must be hungry or thirsty. Is there anything I can get for you? That's approved by your orthodontist.
No, thanks. I better not have anything. I don't think the colors are completely dry yet.
Yeah, what? Colors?
On my teeth, see? I decided to color my braces.
You colored your braces? Isn't that something your orthodontist takes care of?
I guess, but my appointment isn't until next week, and I didn't want to wait, so I did it myself.
Did it yourself with what?
Some paint I got out of my car models. Boy, they taste awful, too.
How long ago did you paint your braces?
I don't know. As soon as I got out of school.
Okay. Let's see. Connie's upstairs. I can call your mom through the school.
Huh?
Let's go.
Where are we going?
The emergency room.
What? Why?
Because of your little self-induced poisoning, that's all. Let's go.
But I feel all right. Well, okay. Maybe a little queasy.
Lawrence, when will you ever learn?
Thank you, Mrs. Hodges. Your grievances against the new history curriculum are well documented. It's obvious that you and some of the other teachers have been meticulous in your study. Unfortunately, I'm not sure we can get the authors of the curriculum to make some of the changes you suggest.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Clare, but I think the board may be misunderstanding something.
We are?
Yes. We're not suggesting that the curriculum be changed. We're suggesting that the board drop the curriculum completely.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that you have a 7-page single-spaced list of errors in front of you.
Mrs. Hodges, are you sure this whole thing isn't a reaction? Are you sure you aren't just alarmed because this history curriculum comes from a perspective that doesn't line up with yours?
Yes, I'm sure. Because of my years of teaching, I'm used to perspectives that don't agree with mine. But this curriculum doesn't even allow for the discussion of traditional events in history.
You don't realize how messy this could get. Why don't you simply use the curriculum, then add in what you want to teach?
Because once this curriculum is approved, the board will have the leverage to dismiss teachers who won't toe the line and teach what it says.
You think the board would do that?
They might. Besides, if you'll allow teachers to teach what they want, then why change the curriculum at all?
I understand that Principal Coogan has explained to you the other issues at stake. Government funding, cuts, lost programs.
Yes, but I don't see how we can let those things get in the way of teaching our students the truth about history. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Don't you see what's happening here? We're opening the door for the kind of education that suppresses children's understanding, not releases it. It's a viewpoint that limits their grasp of the thoughts and philosophies that made us what we are as a nation. This curriculum isn't a balanced look at events, but someone's agenda. It isn't trying to teach history. It's trying to indoctrinate. It's doing what we used to accuse the communists or the Nazis of doing with their history books, altering or ignoring facts in order to push a particular perspective on students.
You're accusing the board of being communists and Nazis?
I'm not accusing the board of anything. I'm asking the board, pleading with them to reevaluate this curriculum, to see it for what it is before demanding that we teach it.
And if we don't?
Then I'd have to say that I can't, in good conscience, teach a distortion of history like this, and I'll resign as a teacher.
All right, Mrs. Hodges. Thank you. And the board would like to thank all of you for coming out today. Oh, thank you. And we will give the curriculum another look and make a decision as soon as we can. Again, thank you for coming. Mrs. Hodges, I have a message for you.
A message?
It was just given to me. A Jack Allen called and asked you to meet him in the emergency room at the hospital. The message says not to be alarmed, but to come as soon as you can.
Thank you, Mrs. Clare. Oh, Lawrence, what have you done now?
How are you feeling, Lawrence?
Okay. If throwing up is your idea of a good time.
You're fortunate you only swallowed a little of that paint. The what in the world made you paint your braces is beyond me.
Well, you said to use my imagination to make my braces fun.
Oh, but Lawrence, that didn't mean disconnecting your brain. How could you be so old and not know better?
I figured the paint would dry fast. It's not like I was drinking it or anything. I know better than that.
Uh-huh. Well, I still don't understand why you didn't wait till you went to the orthodontist next week.
Because I didn't want to wait until next week. I wanted to color my braces now.
Hmm. And this is what your impatience got you. A trip to the hospital. Well, that's lesson one.
Lesson one? You mean there's more?
Oh, plenty more. But the most important lesson has to do with listening to those who are in authority over you. Like your mom and your orthodontist. Your mom because she loves you, and your orthodontist because he knows what's best for your teeth.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Not only is it a good idea to listen because they know better than you, but it's your Christian duty, too. Obey your parents, the Bible says. Subject yourself to those in authority over you. I know you've heard these things in Sunday school.
Yeah.
Then they're worth heeding. Well, that's enough lecturing. You get the idea.
Uh-huh.
Besides, I'm sure your mother will have a few more thoughts along that same theme when she gets here.
Yeah, she probably will. And a few other things, too. I don't get something, though. You said she's at a meeting protesting that history book to the school board.
That's right.
Well, isn't she going against authority? I mean, how come she can and I can't?
Well, let me put it this way. Your youth and lack of maturity demands that you be under the authority of people who have better judgment and wisdom than you do. On the other hand, your mom is exercising a right given to her by the authorities. The right to protest and appeal their decisions. That's what she's doing. And it's right that she should.
Yeah, but when can I be an authority over someone?
As long as you do ridiculous things like paint your own braces, you won't be an authority over anyone.
I figured you'd say that.
Lawrence? Lawrence!
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Lawrence.
Mr. Allen.
Hi, Lawrence. Where have you been? I kept waiting for you to come in.
I was on restriction because of you know what. But look, see my braces?
Very nice. Red, white, and blue. Patriotic.
Kind of looks like I swallowed a flag, huh?
A little, yes.
The kids at school keep saying the Pledge of Allegiance to me in the mornings.
How fun. You didn't paint them yourself, I assume.
Nope. The orthodontist did it.
I'm relieved. Is your mother with you?
Parking the car. Wait till she tells you what... Oh, she can do it herself.
Tell me what? Well, is there news from the school board, Maureen?
Hello, Jack. Yes, we just heard this morning.
Well?
The board decided to wait on any change in the history curriculum for the time being, until they can do a detailed study of the material.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't think I slept all week. It's a load off my mind.
I'm sure. But who knows what would have happened if you didn't speak up?
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. I was imagining trying to find another job at this stage in my life.
A woman with your skills wouldn't have to worry.
You're kind, but I worried anyway.
Mom, would you really quit if they made you teach that history?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But thank God I didn't have to. Next time, though, maybe a different story.
Hopefully, there won't be a next time. If more people stand up for what they believe is right.
Scripture is filled with instructions about dealing with the authorities in our lives. The Ten Commandments tell us to honor our fathers and mothers. The Apostle Paul instructs us to respect our elders and follow their advice. Peter wrote that we must obey the governments set in authority over us. Some situations are harder to deal with than others, but one thing is certain. By honoring your parents and listening to those who are in authority over you, you'll not only avoid a lot of heartache and pain, like Lawrence, but you'll bring glory to God, too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Subject Yourself was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.